Hello and welcome to National Perspective. I'm Jamir Howerton. The Browns have been active this offseason, adding depth and talent to the roster. Let's toss it over to our friends at NFL Network to get their take on the Browns' offseason moves. Guys!
All right, Jamir, what better guy to talk about the Browns and their offseason than the guy that made most Browns fans forget about Otto Graham wearing number 60. Sean O'Hara wore number 60, and the rest was history.
I think they forgot about me rather quickly after I left. My 4 years there, we almost had a playoff win in 2002, but we didn't have many winning seasons when I was there.
Well, hopefully the Browns are building towards a winning season now with some of the off-season moves that they have done specifically. Sean, let's talk about the defense. You have Paul Kruger coming over from the Ravens, playing linebacker, rushing the passer, and Desmond Bryant as well on the defensive line, the former Raider. What do you think of those two additions?
Well, obviously, when you look at those two players, they're impact players. Their focus was to improve this defense. I think that they're going to be, when you look at this division, what you have to do, you're trying to get to the quarterback, and that's what these two guys do. Desmond Bryant, as you mentioned, obviously with that switching to that 3-4 defense now, you need a guy that is strong enough to two-gap and then free up those linebackers to make the plays.
And maybe Quinton Groves as well. Speaking of linebackers, the guy that comes over to rejoin Ray Horton from Arizona, he can add a little bit of pass rush as well. Now, at quarterback, ownership had said, we also heard from Joe Banner that there's going to be a little competition. The competition comes now from Jason Campbell. Your thoughts about his addition?
Yeah, I think competition at any position is good. And when I was there, we had some quarterback competition in Kelly Holcomb and Tim Couch. I think it can make players better. I think when I look at Brandon Whedon, I think that his second year now, he's going to create some plays. The relationship with his young receivers, now he can grow as a quarterback and a leader of that team. And I think having Jason Campbell in there, he can tutor Brandon Whedon, and he can help him out in terms of reading coverage. And here's what I see when they're watching film, breaking down film. And he will make them better. Like you mentioned, the competition aspect of it, it's going to make that team better.
My favorite part of any show with you on NFL Network is when we bring back the tape of Sean wearing orange pants.
the orange jersey was my favorite, the alternate jersey. I don't know if you saw that one. That was special.
We might have to bust out the orange pants, Jamir, for something later in the year. Back to you.
Thanks, guys. That wraps up this edition of National Perspective. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news. I'm Jamir Howerton. Thanks for joining us.